host Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me because you are doing such an important task, important work, because you are spreading a very positive message.
I was really moved by last week's show because we made a commitment to a worldwide event to try to change consciousness.
I'm feeling enormous energy around this show, just enormous, enormous. I really have to hand it to you, Nicole. You've created sort of a niche of amazing, amazing connections. It's just like the angels and the devatas that are like attracted to News for the Soul is amazing.
And we love News for the Soul!
Hello everybody, this is Daniel Brinkley. Welcome to the hearts and minds of Enfoldment. This is News for the Soul.
You're listening to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained since January 1997. We began our 25th year in broadcasting in January 2022, and we're just getting started, exploring the edge of human consciousness and possibility on planet Earth with founder and journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm. What's really real and what's really possible? That is what we want to know. Join us at newsforthesoul.com. newsforthesoul.com.
Next on News for the Soul, Healing Embrace with Linda Doset. Linda's intuitive empathic skills allows her to work on multidimensional levels. She is a medium for light language from Source, where her high-frequency beings of love and light come through to bring you expansive, beautiful, and loving energy to assist with your soul's journey here on Earth. Please welcome back Linda Doset to News for the Soul.
Welcome back, Linda.
Oh, and hello. How's it going over there, your side of the world? And I can share a little bit about my side of the world as well before I lead in with a group healing meditation guided processes guided by Source.
Well, it's been a challenging period, very challenging. Dark oppositional energies emerged full on and shut down the very peaceful, loving protest that was happening in Ottawa. And they jailed some of the organizers, denied them bail, threatened them with 10 years imprisonment, froze bank accounts and canceled credit cards of anyone supporting the fundraising, and instituted the War Measures Act. I can't remember what it's called, Emergencies Act, and which was literally ridiculous. But it wasn't going to make it through Senate today for the final vote, so he actually withdrew it about an hour ago. So small win, but it's been challenging.
Yes, we're in this time of uncertainty, and in the collective of what I feel is happening is all our unconscious fears arising, the unhealed wounds, and how that plays out through the narrative. And if we liken life as like a narrative, it's like this big play, and who are we putting in charge with this great never-ending story? And so here in New Zealand, what's been going on here is we've still got our own convoy happening, and we're calling it a process now, Freedom Camp. They've taken over the whole Parliament grounds of camping. They've put a school there, a first aid tent there, healing tent. Yes, we've had things happening off and on through the process there. We also have an awakening movement about the law of the land, versus the law of the sea, and under what jurisdiction does all of this come under, where we feel, governed by a force outside of ourselves that can feel quite terrifying and very oppressive, where we can seem to be at the mercy of dictatorship and totalitarianism. That's a big word to say. So mm-hmm. all of this has come for people. And also, where do we meet this? Where do we meet this? And how can we preserve what is true? What is it to be on? What is the law of the land, universal land? But also, what is law at the sea? And what is law in the air? I've been guided to just go to universal law, the law of one, the unification of all. And so we all, like nature, not everything awakens at the same time. We've got all states of consciousness and beingness coming and going. In nature, we see this. We see respect, disrespect. We see the culling of ancient forests. Then we see regeneration. Here in Christchurch, we've had so much here. We've had devastating earthquakes. We've had huge fire. We've had terrorism here. And now we have... what is going on with pandemic, plandemic, there are many words. And it brings to mind also the use of the spoken word. It brings to mind also the use of the pen, the scribe. And it brings us for an invitation, is who is the author? Are we all the author of our own lives? And how do we take back our personal power? And we've just come through, and I think we're still in it, because every day is a moment of repositioning ourselves from a place of personal empowerment versus giving our power away to an old narrative. And I know for myself, I'm being reminded daily, I met with something that would just trigger my fear response. And in that moment, I have an invitation to sit, to be still, to ground myself in nature, to name what it is I'm feeling, to say, oh, I'm feeling this, but not to land there, not to identify with this as being who I am, but to open myself to a higher power and to invite love, to invite God or source, whatever word resonates with the soul in regards to anchoring to our truth and to the inner governance to shift what we are feeling very bound by and trapped by. And looking at all these words, they're all there. And alongside of this is the unification of the divine feminine within all. So getting beyond the form, there's this division that happens with animal versus human, man versus woman, child versus adult, and so on. Country versus country, religion versus no religion. And all these conditions. And again, I feel the invitation for us to go deeper, go beyond even the spoken word and into this wordless state of being. How does that resonate with you? What's your sense with what I've just shared?
Well, it's definitely... I like how you say it's a process, because, you know, yeah. Not like we were really going to just overturn all the yucky energy on the planet in a couple of weeks. But, you know, it launched a worldwide ripple effect. I mean, your country and many, many, many others have just flown into action. And it is amazing. You know, well, it's just the beginning. I mean, you know.
Absolutely. And what you said about ripple, because I've been shown this as well as I was doing some sacred earth healing with the crystalline grid of Gaia, and was shown, I've always known this about the idea of the pebble, but that was part of the process of picking up this beautiful round piece of volcanic pebble. And this pebble would have come from a much larger piece, but through the smoothing process of the friction of nature's forces, it was like a perfect round little wall, and just blessing it and feeling the richness of energy that was contained. It was small, but it was beautiful, it was powerful. It's not even about size. We've made our narrative even divide over size. Small means something. And it's everywhere. It's incredible. The more I look, the more I see. And throwing that pebble into the pond, this is how we are to be now. Is the invitation is to let our life be sacred ceremony. Let us be mindful with our words, the energy that is giving birth to those words. And if we're out of sorts, then take the time to come back into a place of meeting ourselves in the discord so that we can then come back and get guidance from the right place. And, yeah, there's lots going on here. We've even got a boat convoy, people getting their own boats to get past not being able to go on the ferry. So there's a lot of creativity being born. Freedom camps, not just in Wellington, but all around. So New Zealanders are finding their own creative way to try and be more visible, to get beyond the false narrative that is appearing to be quite persistent that's out there. And it's a journey for all of us. It is about choice, even though it may feel like we don't have choice. It may feel there's a lot of coercion out there, but even within any condition, we have a choice to make the best choice within that circumstance with what's with us. Yeah, and so I have a beautiful crystal bowl, and I've only had it a couple of weeks, but I've been called when I see people to really meet their divinity, their inner governance, their inner god, goddess, and greet them from this place of you are whole. Beyond the surface happenings, you are whole. Beyond the trauma, you are complete. Beyond the uncertainty, you are still whole, you are still here, no matter which state of being. We look at nature, reminds us of this. You can have a tree that's dying and decaying while another one is growing. Somewhere a tree might have, not be quite perfect, might have some leaves that are a bit off, some bugs. In my garden right now, I've got 3 sunflower plants, and I'm looking at all these beautiful bugs. They look like little jet planes, and I used to call them as a child flicker bugs, and they're just gorgeous, and they're just hugging the stem of these sunflowers, and it just looks exquisite. And it's taking the time to notice how nature wants to just be beautiful and remind us of how to be beautiful. So with that, I will see how we go with the sound of the crystal bowl. I will use it intermittently as I'm guided. It has a very high frequency, so we'll put a blessing that the airwaves, the radio waves, are smooth and clean and clear. And there's a symbolic invitation here also about our own air, the use of our own breath. We are divine instruments. And when we see ourselves as truly divine and everything in life is divine, then we invite the divine air, that divine breath, to receive the winds of change through our own vehicle, to be the instrument of change. And our voices are very powerful. Even no voice is powerful. We emit light even in the silence. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays with this sort of setup with the phone, but we'll give it a go. And and I'll see what Spirit wishes to bring through. And there'll be an aspect of the diamond code cluster activation to come through. The diamond, like the diamond in the rough, and how a diamond is formed under pressure, and how diamond can cut through glass, and how diamond can reflect light, and how diamond is a symbol for the purity of our soul and the windows of our soul, the glistening eyes. And the eyes glisten most beautifully when we are grieving, when we're letting go of what isn't who we are. So I will begin this process and see how we go, and I'll start with the bowl, with a beautiful crystal bowl. Invite all our listeners to open into the purity of their own heart and their being, and to feel into their feet and send their roots down into the center of Mother Earth. Mother Earth is here to hold us. There is an inner sun inside our earth, and there is a father sun in the sky. We are held and connected above, below, and within, and all around. So let us let nature, our divine nature, be held and be supported and be anchored through the gift of our own breath. give birth to your own words, your own song, your own prayer, your own invocation, affirmation, your own gratitude. So let this be a blessing for us all, no matter where we are on our pathway, the light, the dark, the black, the white, the lost and the found, the hidden and the revealed. May we bring this all into the one love, universal love, the unconditional love. The ebb and flow of the sea hugs the shoreline like the sandcastle of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. They come and they go, but their beauty remains etched in every sand particle. Shivaya. Within us and all around us, be with us. May our wings take flight as we embrace the winds of change, through our divine breath and our beautiful sacred heart. And trauma to our beautiful earth, to ourselves, to each other, birds and the bees and everything in between, the known and the unknown, and all of space. Sacred tribe and the tribal elders and the wisdom of the land and the wisdom of each other. One by one, Beloved brothers, beloved sisters, beloved mothers, beloved fathers, and the fatherless and the motherless. Nikol ka tudi kitiru sama kitiru shamatira ku ka kirti mkitiru shkata kirti muka hiru tia kurushkata kirti kurushkata. Be invited into your diamond DNA and your diamond crystalline matrix and your diamond heart and your diamond mind. He ko hai makata hiru tukar kitiru sakriti ahiru nakatut karatika. Niku ka ki si me kati rush kati kiru tu gure ti kiru shi kata hiyan na kati tu ka into the heart of humbleness. Hi mua ki a tu taki a tu gare ti kuru shi kata ni si me kati rush kati su ush kati kuru ti su kuru many walks of life. Ike ki me kati maku taki a tia. May we extend our hands to all. Ike ki me kati rush kata. May we pause long enough to really see the gift in each other. And may we also find the patience and the perseverance to pray for those less fortunate, unfortunate, and especially those who do not realize what they are doing or inflicting harm. We pray for remedy. We pray for justice that honors the law of God, universal law, the healing of the law of the land, the healing of the law of the sea, the healing of the law of the air, above, below, within, and all around. Patience to be and be held by nature that reminds us of our own true nature. May we dig our feet, our bare feet in the sand, in the mud, in the grass. May we smell the fragrance of flowers. Take shelter karatio krush kta ki ati makta ki mo ta ki ati ush kta ki sima kti rush kta ki mo ta ki ti rush kta ki simu ka ki atia. May we stand live, man, woman, child, governed by our own inner governance. No ka ki ati makti rush ka ki atia. He ono tākia tia to the beat of our own drum. He o kākia ti mō kā tiku to the song of our own soul. He ākia ne tu kā tiu rūshkata ki si o kā hiūshk. And retrieve our lost souls into the heart of harmony. He kāi o tākia tu kā tiu rūshkata. No sa ki tirushkati so ku ka kia ni tirushkata, ki sime ki tirushkata, ki mota kia ti mokwahika. May we take the time to take time to care for our own selves, to keep ourselves in a state of health and well-being, to fill our own cup so that we have something to give to the world. He kuna tia ku o ka kia tika. He ku sa kia o ka kia tia. He una tia ku o ka ta. He ka kia tia hu ma ka ti rushkata. Nisi me ka ti rushkati su rushkate kiritu a ki tia. May we allow space to walk alongside our brothers, our sisters, so that they have space to discover who they are. May we find the respect to respect each other's choices, however hard those choices are. May we be guided to the paths that serve our highest good. May joy be a green light to light us forward with a beautiful momentum, with a healing rhythm, an in and an out, an in and an out, a receiving and a giving, a receiving and a giving. May we know the wisdom on how to be and nourish our own needs in each given moment. May we have the courage to also take care of our own dear self, the need for rest, and then the time for action when we feel ready and we feel full and we can give of our best. The art of being. The heart of be. These that work together, that create honey, sacred jar machine, exquisite honeycomb. freedom. Om. Om. The freedom of your voice. The freedom to make any sound, even the off note, is a recalibration of discordant energy being invited to free up. So there is no wrong note. Give yourself freedom to hum, sing, to pray, when was the last time you gave yourself a hug, or you gave yourself a pat on the back, where you looked upon yourself in front of the mirror with a namaste and say, I honour you, I'm willing to learn to love you more. It can be baby steps. I'm willing to forgive myself for any mistakes I may or may not have made. The power of the mirror to reflect truth as you speak to the truth of your own heart. And sometimes this takes time. Sometimes we have to let the tears be shed, to acknowledge in this moment, I may feel sad, I may feel uncertain, I may feel frightened. And yet, by allowing yourself with love to be in any state and breathe in love to what is ailing you, you can come into being recentered. Me ko ka kia te orish mkterosh kata. So you are invited to let go of your fears, limiting beliefs that don't serve you, and handing them over to the gift of love, to the presence of your inner being. Is always an invitation. In each moment, pardon yourself with the gift of love. For when you align yourself into this energy of presence, of peace, you will gain the clarity and the guidance to see the light at the end of the tunnel, to find your way. And there's more than one way. There are many ways. There are many gifts. There are many talents. There are many personalities. A wide array of souls, like there is a wide array of trees, flowers, herbs, insects, animals. Embracing diversity. And embracing a belief in ourselves that we can find beautiful, harmonious, creative solutions to any challenging task that we are met with. Kia mota kia ti makati roshkata. Nesi makati 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 roshkata si makati si roshkata. The heart of the diamond. Kutu makati varigina 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 shine on the water, the ripples of water like sparkling diamonds. Like the sun shining on your wet eyes that have been weeping. Mother Gaia wants to kiss every teardrop and invite you to feel the love that is here always and to feel it when you feel isolated. When you feel alone, when you may feel not met, when you may feel deceived, when you may feel and fear injustice. Call in for support. Call in for guidance. Call in for help. Ko kakia te makati uskara. Eka se makati se makati surushkada. Birds of a feather, we fly together. Ki kami kati makati suhu shakati rushkata. Ki simikati makati makati rushamati rushkata. Ki simikati makati 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 makati. So may our communication lines receive healing, harmony, truth, balance, kindness, care, and remedy to all the harm. Let's breathe into that. Your body is a temple. Your beautiful body is a treasure map. With all the systems just waiting for your invitation to take the time to get to know and be familiar with the magnificence of your beautiful form. Your breath is a very powerful key to harness healing energy. You can breathe into any part of your body that is in discord, whether it be emotional discord, whether it be disturbing thoughts and fears, worry, confusion, whether it be tiredness, despair, or whether it be pain, agony, you can invite the breath. You identify your need. So if you are in pain, you invite ease. If you are in a state of injustice, you invite justice and remedy. If you are not being served in the way that you would like, you serve yourself with the gift of God and your inner governance, and you reclaim your power, and you breathe love and light into any area of discord. So let us breathe into that. It is your divine right to discover your pathway to healing, to feel the magnificence of your perfect form. To be guided to listen to what meets your needs in the best possible way. deeply loved, and you are loved. Blessings on your beautiful journey. Now checking in with the other side over there. How are you going there, Nicole?
Oh my gosh, it's beautiful. That crystal bowl energy is just amazing. We have about 3 minutes to the top.
Any final requests? Or sharing?
I think that the biggest thing is, staying on the face of the adversity that's going to be, around the globe.
Yes. Yes. We recognize what is broken, what isn't working, and it's reared its ugly head, and now we have to dive deep to support each other.
Yes.
And we don't even know what this new looks like. It's goosing itself.
Exciting times. We poked the lizard, and the lizard is big.
Yes. Smoke and fire. We it's all coming out of the woodwork, so to speak. And I've been hearing this catchphrase for the last couple of months, and it pertains to this time. And one is hold the line, hold the line. And that's what we're doing. And the other one I've been hearing is it will all come out in the wash. Keep the faith. It will all come out in the wash. Keep the faith. And one sparkling diamond in the rough creates a very significant presence and shift in awareness and energy. Like creating the nest, I guess. It's we are creating the nest for the eggs to be held. And it takes time for those eggs to be hatched. And they need the warmth. They need the kindness and they need the care. And then as the eggs hatch, those hatchlings still need care, still need time before they reach maturity. And, yeah, everything's a process. You don't just jump off the nest and suddenly fly, It takes time. Yeah.
Very exciting time when you think about it. I mean, this is the big show.
Yeah, it's exciting, but it's scary. It's emotional. It's everything. And the key is the gateway is through the heart. We have to break our hearts open wide. Yeah. That's been my experience of I just break my heart open, meet the fear, meet the despair, meet the uncertainty. And when I do that, I have a moment of letting go, allow the emotional body to come and go, and then I settle, like the ebb and flow of the sea, I settle, and then I come back into a sense of renewal and peace, and then I can keep going. So it's that awareness, knowing where we're at and what we need in each given moment, paying attention to that.
It's amazing. This whole thing has been a heart-opening thing for everybody, so emotional. The day that I've been glued to the live feeds, of course, around the clock, and the day that I saw the last trucks pull out of Ottawa, I mean, I collapsed for hours after that. It was incredible.
Yes.
So much was awakened by the start of this.
Yeah, this is humanity. We're rising. We're coming together as one.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yes. We're doing it.
Yeah, and it's scary. It's all these things, and there are so many brave warriors out there and angels and we need to do this. We need to protect the children, each other. It's and our planet. It's so important. Yeah.
So huge. Oh, my God. Okay, we've got 2 minutes literally before they're cutting us off, so let's get you to do a wrap-up and some shameless self-promotion.
Oh, well, You guys know how to get hold of me. It's at healingembrace.co.nz, soul activation, just some healing. You can book it online, get a Zoom session. Those that live in Christchurch, I've been holding some healing circles by donation just to support the community. It's all there. I've got a Facebook page. There's videos there. And just blessings. Just trust your instincts. Trust your heart. Trust your gut.
All right. Well, it was so great to connect with you. The healing vibe was very powerful, very helpful today. I'm looking forward to next time, Linda. Already be well.
Yes, you too, and everyone else there. Thank you.
Linda Dosett's all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We're back with more right after this.
You're listening to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained since January 1997. We began our 25th year in broadcasting in January 2022, and we're just getting started, exploring the edge of human consciousness and possibility on planet Earth with founder and journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm. What's really real and what's really possible? That is what we want to know. Join us at newsforthesoul.com. newsforthesoul.com.